Hey there, and welcome to Sustainably Speaking. I'm Celeste Geary, and this is the podcast where we explore the powerful connection between our own well-being and the planet we call home. Each episode, we're going on a bit of an adventure, whether it's up a mountain trail, through a green city space, or right into the backyard, looking at the ways these natural experiences fuel us, ground us, and even heal us. Over the next 6 episodes, we will talk about the science of eco-psychology, the health benefits of getting outdoors, and the small choices we can make every day that keep us connected to the earth. So, if you're an eco-athlete, a lover of wild places, or someone who believes in living intentionally, you're in good company. All right, let's dive into today's journey. Do you want to maximize your potential? I know you do. That's probably why you're here. Whether you were the star student or the quiet observer in the back of the room, this space is for you. And guess what? So is the space outside. You heard me. Outside. Because when we step out of our comfort zones and into nature, we're stepping into the ultimate classroom for growth and healing. So let's start. The psychology of adventure. See, being out of our element challenges us in ways that nothing else can. It pushes us to adapt, grow, and return to a sense of comfort, only this time with a new perspective. Adventure is that liminal space between exhaustion and ecstasy. It's the flow state where you're doing your absolute best. Research shows that outdoor adventure recreation, activities like trail running, mountain biking, climbing, or even wildcrafting, offers significant physical and mental health benefits. Let's break it down. Outdoor adventure recreation combines natural settings with intentional challenge to create long-lasting visceral benefits. It's not just about physical activity. It's about how and where you engage. Some reported benefits include increased self-efficacy and mindfulness, improved family cohesion, a stronger sense of purpose and perspective, opportunities for euphoria that can override chronic stress, fatigue, and even pain. And it's not just about the high-energy, heart-pounding adventures. Low-impact activities, like foraging or backcountry camping, can be equally transformative. These experiences bring us closer to nature and ourselves, fostering what some call adventure wellness. Let's explore the 6 pillars of health and well-being that outdoor adventure supports. Number 1, physical vitality. Moving your body in nature builds strength, endurance, and energy. Every step, climb, or paddle pushes your limits and renews your vitality. Number 2, mental resilience. Adventure clears your mind and helps you manage stress. The challenges you face outdoors foster clarity and inner strength. Number 3, emotional balance. Overcoming obstacles in the wild can unlock emotional insight, helping you find balance and clarity. Number 4, social connection. Whether you're hiking with a group or meeting fellow adventurers on the trail, these shared experiences build meaningful bonds. Number 5, intellectual growth. Learning how to navigate, pitch a tent, or identify wildlife sharpens your mind and keeps curiosity alive. Number 6, spiritual grounding. Nature has a way of reminding us of something greater than ourselves, helping us connect to our inner truth and the world around us. These 6 pillars, physical, mental, emotional, social, intellectual, and spiritual health, are interconnected. When we engage in outdoor adventure, we're not just improving one aspect of our well-being, we're nurturing the whole person. Adventure offers a rare and beautiful opportunity to step away from the demands of modern life and focus on what truly matters. It is a part of the human condition to explore, experience, learn, and apply our full selves, capital S. It is not about being the fastest or the strongest. It's about showing up, being present, and allowing nature to guide your journey toward health and fulfillment. It is your birthright to connect with the earth unto which you were born. Let's take a moment to address an important critique often directed at adventure therapy programs, the perceived power imbalance between facilitators and participants. Critics argue that these environments can sometimes foster dependence, especially in wilderness therapy settings where participants might overly rely on guides or programs to navigate challenges or find healing. This is a valid concern and one we need to acknowledge. Here's the key takeaway. True healing isn't handed to you. It's something you cultivate within yourself. A good facilitator is like a guide on a trail, pointing out the landmarks, but not carrying you up the mountain. The work, the struggle, and the triumph must come from you. Adventure, whether it's a mindful walk or a daring mountain climb, is ultimately what you make it. It doesn't have to look like Evel Knievel launching across rows of cars, unless that's your thing. It can be as simple and grounding as foraging for mushrooms, building a fire, or even just sitting in silence with the sound of wind through the trees. The point isn't the scale of the activity, but the intentionality behind it. Here's where it gets interesting. In many ways, the outdoors is the true facilitator. Nature doesn't demand a fee or make you sign a waiver. It doesn't judge your pace or keep a score. Instead, it offers the raw elements. Air, earth, water, fire, ether, and asks you to engage with them on your terms. While we humans work hard to understand the biology of the body and the psychology of the brain, we sometimes forget that evolution is a concurrent process. The ecology around us is constantly adapting in response to our actions. When our responses to the outdoors are positive, when we can care for the land, respect it, and learn from it, the environment often mirrors that success. It becomes a partner in our journey toward growth and balance. Think about it. When you plant a tree, you're not just giving life to the soil. You're also shaping your perspective and creating a legacy for the future. When you hike a difficult trail and finally reach the summit, it's not just your legs that grow stronger, it's your spirit. The outdoors challenges us, but it also holds space for us to heal, evolve, and reconnect with something greater than ourselves. So whether you're on an intense wilderness retreat or simply stepping into your backyard to watch the stars, remember this. The outdoors doesn't require perfection, only your presence. Engage intentionally and let nature be the guide, not just to where you're going, but to who you're becoming. I've been fortunate to spend much of my life outdoors, and each experience has been a powerful reminder of how the natural world shapes us. Each memory has required preparation and a great deal of faith. From field surveys on Santa Cruz Island, where I learned to call the plants by their fancy Latin names, to through hiking a portion of the Pacific Crest Trail penniless and merging with the singularity of the mountains. These moments have been less about achievement and more about connection. Building a cob stem wall in my grandma's hometown of Ensenada taught me about working with my hands and respecting sustainable traditions. These experiences are not unique to me. They're part of a universal truth. Time outdoors has a way of teaching us patience, adaptability, and appreciation for the world around us. I'd love to hear about your own moments in nature that shaped you. What lessons have you learned from the wild? So here's my challenge for you. Pick a nature activity this week. If you're feeling bold, try something high energy like trail running, mountain biking, or rock climbing. prefer a gentler approach, go for a nature walk, forage for wild herbs, or set up camp under the stars. The goal isn't perfection, it's presence. Let nature guide you toward resilience, mindfulness, and maybe even a little bit of euphoria. Thanks for joining me today on Sustainably Speaking. I hope this episode sparked something for you, a new way to see your surroundings, a reason to get outside, or maybe just a reminder of the simple joy of being connected to the earth. If today's adventure resonated with you, be sure to subscribe, and if you know someone else who might enjoy it, feel free to share it. For more ways to connect with nature and stories from the eco-wellness community, follow us on Instagram at celeste.sustainable, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Take care, keep exploring, and remember, love the land, and it will love you.